What's going on, friends? All right, so it has been a while since I did a broadcast. Been taking a break. After I published my most recent book, my first novel, The Gates of Shiloh, Denise and I decided to take a break. It was a grueling last couple of weeks getting that book published, and it's out, and we were exhausted, so we took a little staycation here locally. Because we don't like TSA issues. So we took a few days off and haven't been doing any broadcasts. But I got some news, just found some news on this Epstein thing that I think confirms what I've been suspecting. And I wanted to walk you guys and gals through what I think is likely going to come of the Epstein indictment. All right. So I'm going to go back to March, actually. And if I get the right computer mouse here, March 20th. Q posted a picture of Bill Clinton in a tropical destination in this body of water with a bunch of his buddies around and they're all hanging out. And Q said, "Will the rich and powerful influence the court to prevent the unsealing? Follow the attorney. Who took the picture? Who was located behind the camera? Sex trafficking is real." Right now, this was March of this year, March 20th of this year. Then, after that, one of the Anons posts a picture of Ray Chandler. And Q says, if the records become unsealed, much will be revealed. Watch the news for Rachel Chandler. All right. So, Ray Chandler, long history. I'm not going to go into all the history with Ray Chandler and what Q has said about Ray Chandler. You can do your own digs on this on the Q Research Board if you want to. There's a ton of information out there. I'm not going to talk too much about Ray Chandler because the last time I did this on YouTube, they took down my video. Somebody filed a privacy complaint against the video and it got yanked, and I got a strike on my channel. So I don't want to say too. I'm not. The reason why I'm not going to post any pictures or anything of that nature is there are some very powerful people who don't want this information getting out. What I will say about Ray Chandler is she is alleged to be Jeffrey Epstein, the handler for the girls who were involved in Jeffrey Epstein's operation on his island. All right. And she is the linchpin to this whole thing. Now, Q asked a question back in March. Will the rich and powerful prevent the records from the courts from being unsealed? If the documents of the court documents are unsealed, much is going to be revealed. Now, we know that in June, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, the judge in this case ordered records to be unsealed. And there was a lot of chatter among people from in the court system saying, look, we're going to unseal these records, but they were warning the media not to make assumptions, not to get ahead of the story, not to accuse people or assume people are guilty just because they're named in these court documents. So there's a lot of concern over these documents being made public. They have not yet been made public. The judge ordered 2,000 pages of court documents to be unsealed, and he is allowing motions to be filed by attorneys representing people that are involved in this case. So the judge has to look at motions to keep certain things secret. What's going to be redacted? What is not going to be redacted? What is going to be released to the public? The court documents have not been made public, but the judge has decided they're going to be unsealed. All right. So we're answering Q's first question. Are the rich and powerful going to influence the court to prevent the unsealing? No. They were not successful. Now, Follow the attorney. I'll give you just a little bit of information on this. So Q asked, who was behind the camera? Follow the attorney. An amicus brief was filed in this case on behalf of anonymous parties by Nicholas Lewin. He was the attorney who filed the brief. It is believed that Nicholas Lewin was involved in this case. He is known to be involved with some of these people. So I would suggest write down the name Nicholas Lewin, L-E-W-I-N. That is a name we're probably going to be seeing in the headlines in the future. All right. He is the attorney that filed a brief to keep these documents sealed. So that's number one. So Epstein gets picked up after he returns from France to the U.S. On his plane, he gets nabbed. His arraignment is today. He faces two charges. One charge of sex trafficking, one charge of conspiracy. Relatively low counts. I mean, it's just two charges. Let me talk about the Florida case first. So Epstein was given a deal in the case that was prosecuted in Florida where he agreed to provide information and they agreed not to prosecute. It was a non-prosecution agreement, right? Okay. People have been up in arms about that, screaming that this is a miscarriage of justice and there's people on both sides. Dershowitz saying, oh, you know, went through all the normal chain of command. It went all the way up through the highest levels of the DOJ. It was approved by all the right people. Well, let's just remember that Robert Mueller was head of the FBI when this was all going down. In 2007, 2008, 2009, Mueller was the head of the FBI, and Holder was Attorney General. So some of that activity may come under review. All right, so there's an article now that Fox just published, and this is what I want to walk you through. Former FBI official says the indictment of Jeffrey Epstein, the current new indictment, is likely a placeholder. He expects dozens of more charges in the near future. Now, the placeholder word is his word, not mine. That's what he says. So this guy is a former deputy director of the FBI, assistant director. His name is Chris Swecker. He believes the two-count indictment brought against Epstein was to get him off the street as fast as possible. He says, I think the decision was made that his conduct was ongoing, and he believes that this simple two-count indictment was simply done quickly to get him off the street. Now, I just had written to somebody on Twitter about 45 minutes ago where we were discussing this, and I said, I think the DOJ realized they were in a difficult spot and they had to pull the trigger and file charges against Epstein and arrest him because the judge unsealed those court documents. That is why I believe, it's my belief, that is why I think the DOJ had to make a move. Had the court not decided to unseal those court documents, none of that information would have been made public. But now the DOJ knows, after these motions are filed to keep certain parts of it secret, that information is going to be made public. And when those court documents are made public, there's going to be a public outcry for prosecution. All right? So just kind of follow where I'm going here. The thing that started this all was when the judge decided to unseal the court records. At that point, the DOJ realized, oh, great. Now all this evidence is going to be made public. People are going to find out the names of the rich and powerful, the politicians, potentially people in Hollywood, the wealthy and powerful people, their names are going to be made public. And there's going to be a public outcry for justice. So the DOJ got put in a very bad spot. because they had already approved a non-prosecution agreement, and now the court is going to make a bunch of documents public. That makes the DOJ look very, very bad. So Southern District of New York says, okay, fine, we will impanel a grand jury and we'll get indictment against Epstein. We'll pick him up, we'll arrest him, we'll put him on charges, and then we'll move forward and see where this is going to go, right? Because the DOJ was in a very bad spot. The optics of this are horrible. Once those court documents are made public, and the people know who was involved and what was alleged to have happened, that's going to be a public relations nightmare for the DOJ. So they didn't have a choice. They had to pick up Epstein, I think, purely for optic reasons. So at Southern District of New York picks up Epstein on Saturday. He's arraigned today. Now, let me just continue reading this article from Fox. It says, a former FBI official on Monday said the federal indictment against Epstein is a placeholder. I just love that word, right? We've all been looking at, if you're following Q, you know that there's placeholders on the Patriots fight, right? What is a placeholder? It is an item that takes the place of something that is going to come in the future, right? So this FBI former assistant director says he believes prosecutors will be bringing a much larger superseding indictment in the future. Now, what is a superseding indictment? Having served some time in a grand jury. In Arizona, we call it a supervening indictment, but in other places, they call it a superseding indictment. When a person is charged with a crime, they go to an arraignment, and at the arraignment, their charges are read, and they either plead guilty, not guilty. They enter a plea, and then the judge decides if they are going to be held until the trial or if they're going to be released on bail. Okay, that's the arraignment. Either way, whether the person is released or held, they're going to have a series of court proceedings, including a trial. Anytime prior to the trial, the prosecutors can take the original indictment. So what happens in states that have a grand jury, that use grand juries, the grand jury hands over an indictment to the prosecutor. They hear evidence. They usually in county grand juries, like the one that I was on, county grand jury will hear the charges and then they'll hear evidence, usually from a law enforcement officer who kind of presents information. And then the grand jury votes whether to hand over an indictment or not. All right. The indictment is then used in the arraignment to charge the suspect. Okay. At any time prior to, after the original arraignment, and before the trial, the attorneys can bring more charges against the suspect. Any future charges, a new indictment, is called a supervening or superseding indictment. So the current two-count felony count indictment against Epstein, this guy says, is likely to be replaced with a larger indictment with more charges involving more people, right? So if you think that these two charges is all that Epstein's going to face, likely that's not the case. There will likely be, he says, larger indictment, more charges, more people, a lot more going on, all right? That is at some point in the future. When the DOJ gets together with their people and they talk to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, they'll also want to talk to probably the U.S. Attorney's Office in Florida because, interestingly enough, I'll read this part to you. Once the once secret deal, this was the plea deal that Epstein got in Florida, the non-prosecution agreement, was revealed, and the Miami Herald did their investigative work. It was challenged in a federal court. The judge ruled earlier that in that case, Epstein's victims were not consulted, their attorneys were not consulted, and they should have been. And it's potentially a violation of federal law, and the judge may invalidate that non-prosecution agreement. So the DOJ has to look at this non-prosecution agreement that came out of Miami, and they have to decide whether they're going to just drop that and get rid of it, or allow a federal judge to basically invalidate that agreement. In any case, it looks like that non-prosecution agreement is not going to stand. And as we learned in the press conference this morning, the attorney from the Southern District of New York said their U.S. Attorney's Office is not bound by the non-prosecution agreement that Epstein had with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Florida. So what happened in Florida really is sort of irrelevant at this point, because SDNY can do whatever they want to do. And according to this former assistant FBI director, Chris Swecker, he believes that there will be dozens of charges in the future. So that is, look, here's, like I said when I started this, according to Q, Ray Chandler is the linchpin in all of this. What happens with Epstein is really almost secondary. Epstein was used. Now, Epstein was a participant, but Epstein was also used, very likely, alleged to have been used to entrap politicians, wealthy people, powerful people, into these compromising sexual situations, get video on them, and then you have blackmail against them. And you can get them to do whatever you want because you've got blackmail on them, right? That's the honeypot thing. It has been used for a long time to get power over politicians and wealthy people. According to Q, Ray Chandler is the linchpin in all of this. Ray Chandler, if they can get her to testify. Now, you remember back when the NXIVM trial, we just got done with that. Allison Mack, when she was arrested, I believe it was April 20th of last year, Q said, before anything was made public, Q said that Allison Mack was talking and naming names. Allison Mack's testimony brought the charges and the conviction of the people in the NXIVM sex cult. All right, Q said that Ray Chandler is Allison Mack times 100. There are so many people involved in what Epstein has been doing, and Ray Chandler is the key. If they get her to testify against all these people, it's game over. There are going to be a lot of people arrested and locked up. So Ray Chandler is the key, but the beginning of it all was when the judge decided to make those court documents public. That forced the DOJ to revisit Epstein's case and realize, we've got to charge this guy. We can't let this go. For the sake of optics, it's not going to happen. So I expect now the DOJ is going to go full court press on Epstein and whoever else they can get involved in this. And I think it's going to take down a lot of corrupt people, a lot of politicians. Nancy Pelosi's daughter gets on Twitter, oh, it looks like this is going to take out some of our faves, our favorite people. But, you know, we just have to let the chips fall where they may. Well, that is true. They're going to have to let the chips fall where they may. And we'll see where it all ends up. All right. And there is no news about Ray Chandler that I've seen right now. I haven't seen anything about her. But likely, as in the coming weeks and months, as this all develops, we'll start seeing those names popping up. And just remember, if you see Ray Chandler, that's what how she's connected to this. Cool? All right. I'm going to get going. I've got to get working on my Q book. Coming up soon. Very soon. So wanted to touch base with all my friends again. Love y'all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.